From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. 2 years have passed since the recession officially ended, but many Americans aren't buying it. Consumer confidence has hit a seven-month low. That's according to a report released today by the Conference Board. The group studies how Americans feel about business conditions and the job market. As NPR's Sonari Glinton reports, consumers' anxiety about the economy could be a self-fulfilling prophecy.
If you want to know how consumers feel about the economy, you only need to go to the parking lot of one of those big box stores. I went to the parking lot of a Target and a Costco in Novi, Michigan, a sort of affluent suburb of Detroit.
We've obviously cut back with not knowing what's going on and trying to put more into savings and not taking vacations and stuff like that.
Helena Graman and her husband, Greg, were going to the store with coupons, something they haven't always done.
Generally not like splurging as much as, you know, you see something, you think about it a little bit more before purchasing it. Try to secure the budget a little bit more.
There wasn't a budget before.
it wasn't a worry.
The Grahamans say they're doing just fine. Both have jobs, but still they're saving more just to be safe. Chris Christopher says that's exactly the problem. He's an economist with IHS Global Insight.
In a downturn, the number one problem is basically confidence, trying to get people to spend a little more, and it's a very difficult thing to do.
Christopher says one of the drags on consumer confidence has been gas, which is up about $1 a gallon from last summer.
Consumers can't go to their boss and say, hey, I want a higher salary this month because gasoline prices went up. They're going to have to make ends meet, dip into savings, use their credit card, if they still have a credit card.
Meanwhile, Gary Bradshaw with Hodges Capital Management in Dallas says the cost of energy isn't just affecting consumers.
I think it reflects on people out there hiring. When they see their cost up pretty dramatically in a short period of time, it causes the fellow that actually needs to hire people to pause a little bit.
And that adds to a lack of confidence. Let's go back outside to Novi, the suburb of Detroit.
Especially with gas being $4 a gallon. I mean, we're not going out of town. We're not flying. We budget in what we do.
This is Patrick and Stacy Grayson.
Our anniversary was yesterday, and we wanted to go to Niagara Falls, but we're here in Novi.
Oh, so you didn't go on a vacation?
No, we didn't. Cost.
We just wanted to get out, get away from Southfield, so we came out here to spend some time at Sheridan.
All right, so Southfield, Michigan, where the Graysons live, is one town over from Novi, Michigan, where the Graysons were shopping.
We came in Novi to the Sheraton, yep. So we had a view of the front, and we can look at the pond, and we can look at the box. What was it? What kind of birds were in there?
Geese.
We can look at a geese.
You know, I think in a nutshell, this tells us kind of where we are right now.
Ken Goldstein is with the Conference Board. He says right now consumers are responding to months of bad news about the economy. But if there were some good news, a steady stream of good news,
consumers are likely to treat that much better than another piece of bad news. If that sort of balance begins to change a little bit, that's when you'll start to see consumer confidence really change, hopefully for the better.
How likely is that to happen?
Not likely.
Goldstein says things are likely to stay about where they are now, at least for a while. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.